This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The Trump administration is abandoning a U.S. policy that declared Israeli Jewish settlements in the occupied West Bank inconsistent with international law. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced the move on Monday.
The Trump administration is reversing the Obama administration's approach towards Israeli settlements. U.S. public statements on settlement activities in the West Bank have been inconsistent over decades.
Tying the 40-year-old policy to the Obama administration, Pompeo said the policy hasn't worked.
Calling the establishment of civilian settlements inconsistent with international law hasn't worked. It hasn't advanced the cause of peace. The hard truth is there will never be a judicial resolution to the conflict, and arguments about who is right and wrong as a matter of international law will not bring peace.
Pompeo said Monday's reversal does not mean the United States is making up its mind at this time about the status of the West Bank, saying that question is part of a final peace deal. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu welcomed the U.S. announcement. Palestinian officials called the U.S. move irresponsible behavior that contradicts totally with international law. There's been a delay in the battle over President Trump's taxes. AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
Chief Justice John Roberts is ordering an indefinite delay in the House of Representatives' demand for President Trump's financial records. That gives the Supreme Court time to figure out how to handle the high-stakes dispute. The order contained no hint about what the court ultimately will do. The delay could last a matter of days or weeks if the court is willing to let an appeals court ruling in favor of the House remain in place without granting full review of the case. But the delay could extend for months if the justices decide they need to hear arguments and issue a written opinion. Shelley Adler, Washington.
More on this and other stories online at voanews.com. This is VOA News.